The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I want to welcome in Brian Liss from the Farmington Valley YMCA. And I told a story, like, I think my son had like a lacrosse or football or something. I had like 2.5 hours to kill, and I didn't want to watch practice. And I was swimming to train for something, and I went in and got a day pass at the YMCA, and I swam. And it was after 4:30 p.m., and I was in one of two lanes. And I will tell you, it was like I thought I was swimming in a busy harbor where, like, ships are coming and crossing and almost hitting constantly. It was bananas how busy that place was. But that's what you want, right? I mean, you want that place humming all the time.
Yeah, we want that. I mean, now we're back at the point where people are driving the parking lot looking for parking spots. And they're like, what's going on today? It's Monday. It's just the why.
But,
it's what we do.
Now that we're talking, though, it makes me think that, like, it says something about the times we're living in, though, doesn't it? Because, you know, kids, they don't know what to do when they're not scheduled. And then there just aren't as many options for a lot of things. And I think, like, what I realize is that the need for this kind of place is so much greater almost than it ever was. Is that wrong?
No, not at all. I mean, we serve families and kids from infants all the way to seniors. But one of the things we realized after COVID is kids needed a place just to hang out. So we started something called Kids Night Out, Big Kids Night Out. So, like, my daughter, who's in fifth grade, can come to the Y on a Friday night with her friends and have the why. It's after we close. Mr. Liss, can I go to the gym? Yes, you don't have to ask. Can I go? Yes, you don't have to ask. And they have that place where they can be, you know, with supervision, but also have a little bit of autonomy.
Yeah. It's just so much, you know, we're all from different, I think I'm, I don't know what our age is similar, but, you know, we just were like, the whole free range thing is weird because that's how most of us grew up anyway, and it's just not the way it is now.
Not anymore.
In terms of, like, the who you serve, and we talked a little bit off mic about this, but you're in Granby. It's like a full service YMCA. Where are you pulling from?
Our largest membership comes from Simsbury, then Granby, but we pull from Windsor. We pull from Heartland, Suffield, Avon, Canton, really, you name it, people will come to the Y. They're willing to drive to be in a community, and it's wonderful for us.
You know, in terms of how does the Y, what's the funding structure? I don't know, how does it work?
Well, there's two funding structures. People pay a membership, which helps our operating. Then we have...
But they're inexpensive. They're not like they're crazy expensive.
No, for a family, it's $110 to have everything that the Y has, 68,000 square feet, two wellness centers, pool, climbing wall, gymnasium, free babysitting. There's nothing around that does everything that we do, and we're meant to be family and community. The other thing that's very important for us is we do fundraising because we are a nonprofit. People don't realize that the Y is a 501c3. Just 2 weekends ago, we did our Bike for the Battle, which is a program to support our free cancer program. So if you've gone through cancer, our Live Strong program gives people 12 weeks to regain their physical, spiritual, and mental health. And we do that for free. And that's because of people like the Community Fund who help us support programs to make that possible.
Yeah, Patty's going to join us at 8:40. I mean, she could even put the buckets on now if she wanted to. But, you know, the nonprofit part of it is what's fascinating. I just feel the community side of it is important. I didn't know that you would pull a lot from Windsor. That's amazing. And it's actually not a – it's like 14 minutes.
Yeah, it's right there.
It's right down the road. What gets used the most?
The why. I mean, from the front time you walk into the front door till we leave at night, every part of the why. I mean, you were talking about the pool. You come in the afternoon, and it's just a lot. It's alive.
I was like nervous.
So I was in a spin class this morning at 5:45. We have classes that go until 7 o'clock tonight. The gymnasium.
You took the class?
5:30. Yeah, Wednesdays and Fridays.
You like getting yelled at right out of the gate?
It's the only way to work out. I can't do it on my own. I need to be yelled at.
Oh, that's so funny. And the room was full.
Oh, it was packed. And it was packed with people. And if you don't go, the instructor expects a written excuse. Like, she wants to know. It's community. Like, people expect you to be there.
That's really
and
cool.
It's kind of like Cheers, really. Like, when you walk into the Y, you know people. And if you're not there, we call. We want to know if you're okay.
Now, you were born and raised in West Hartford.
Born and raised.
How did you end up here, raising your family here?
Well, I went to school. I wanted to be a pediatrician. Bio and chem were not my thing, so I started working for the Y.
Organic chemistry tends to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. And someone said, what do you want to do? I said, well, I want to work with kids and families. And they said, well, you're kind of doing it. I was a half-day camp counselor, full-day camp counselor. My wife and I worked together at camp, and we used to be in Simsbury. And when the Y moved to Granby, we wanted to be here, and we couldn't have picked a better place to raise our family.
And when did you sort of take over?
I was actually at the East Hartford YMCA with Mike Walsh for about 8 years, and then I came back here as the executive director in 2014.
And were you already living here?
Yeah. I was commuting to East Hartford. Yeah.
And so for people, like, it's sort of like a, I don't know, it's kind of a sentimental question, but like, what about this like place makes it special for you to raise your family here?
Everybody you know knows you. I know Patty. I see Patty at the Y. I see Patty at church. Mike.
You can't miss Patty.
No, not right. She's wearing her pink. But whether you're in church, whether you're in a Rotary Club, whether you're at Drago's having breakfast, you know people. And it's really that small town family feel.
Are you? So you've been with the Y for how many total years?
About 32.
You know, you have a 10-year-old, and I have three teenagers, and we talk so much about technology and. And we just talked about the lack of freedom to just play. Is it as hard to be a kid, or is it hard to raise kids as people seem to say it is?
I think it is, because there's so many things for kids to do now. You have band, you have the Y, you have sports, you have drama.
Those are all good things.
They're all good things.
Like kids in the room on their phone for 4 hours straight, or kids, you know, gaming in the basement in the dark for 4 hours straight. What you just said, everything you just said, if my kids were doing that, I'd be through the moon thrilled.
Right, and that's why we do those Friday night activities, because we want kids to be together and not at home doing nothing. They did that during COVID where they didn't have that social interaction. That's what we are for them.
Yeah, well, listen, the Farmington Valley YMCA is right down the road from here.
Right up,
10th
of a mile.
Yeah, it's cool. And like I said, and the fact that Y is such a, you know, we talk about inclusiveness in a way that sometimes it's become too politically charged as a term. But like a place like the Y is truly a place that anybody can go.
Yeah, and in terms of age, race, religion, the Y is one of the most diverse places in town. It's everybody's place. Yeah. And anything is, we have Y's like this all around Greater Hartford and all around Connecticut.
Yeah. Brian, it's great to talk to you.
Thank you.
And like I said, if you want to see the energy of humanity, go to the pool at the Farmington Valley Y at 5 p.m. on a Tuesday. It is unbelievable. And it's a great thing to witness.
It's awesome.
It's awesome. Great. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, Streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.